Warning, this podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. Your personal discretion is advised.
Feel the rhythm.
Feel the rhyme.
Get on up!
Because it's news chew time.
Welcome back, everybody. Joining me as always in our back and our attempt at the back and forth feel the rhythm feel the rhyme in honor of the film Cool Runnings, the Winter Soldier Benjamin Orr.
How's it going?
Well, you know, it's going. So Ben, your yes. Victory against the winter was a little ups and downs this week. It was about 30 to 40 below here for a few days this week, but today it's quite pleasant. So maybe we just need to do news shoes 7 days a week in order to keep the weather at bay.
Yeah, maybe, because yesterday I had to shovel twice.
Oh!
I went out, and then I went out again later to shovel, and it was just, it wasn't any fun, because I figured I would get the first part of it out of the way, because I was about 4 or 5 inches as it was, and then I went out later, and there's about another 3 inches. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to shovel all of that at one time.
Oh.
And yeah, it was pretty chilly this week. We dipped into about the negative 30s. I know, not as cold as you guys, but still, I mean, negative 30s.
But you got snow yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, we didn't get any snow. So you were victorious here, but you failed at home.
Well, it's all gone now. It's not snowing anymore. It's not supposed to snow for the next week.
Well, that's nice. I'm looking forward to it.
So eat that, winner.
Eat that, you this bitch. Speaking of this bitch, I'd like to again thank Michael Greenspan Erickson, Amanda Black, and Daniel Reed for coming on and doing the Oscar special. I had a lot of fun. I know Ben had a lot of fun. People who reached out to me after listening to it had a lot of fun. So thank you again. We will have you on for a regularly scheduled news chew in the future. But it's back to business as usual, Ben.
That it is. And, you know, thank you again all for listening to that. It means a lot to Lou and I, not just for, you know, podcast value, but for, you know, fun value. We make this so, you know, we have fun, so you have fun. So it does mean a lot to us.
And another special thank you to Don Pitch and Nate Reed, who are also involved in the Oscars special. So, but you know, we had 2 weeks worth of shit to sift through, Ben. And the world has just gone to hell while we've been gone.
You know, I saw a sign of that this week, too. The world's gone to hell.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving home one day, and I saw a tow truck broken down on the highway.
Now, that is something that truly does, you know, make you realize that the end of days is near. I remember as a kid, I once saw a Schwann's truck on fire. And thought, if an ice cream truck can start on fire or a truck full of frozen goods, what chance do I have? It was a very surreal moment in my life. I can't even imagine the emotional roller coaster you must have underwent, knowing that a tow truck could break down.
Yeah, and then I saw somebody report yesterday that a snow plow got stuck in the snow. I'm just like, what is this? Is this Armageddon? Or are we going to die now?
I would make an Alanis Morissette reference here, but I think the last time I tried to do that, you didn't even know who she was. So,
isn't she a singer?
She is a singer. A Canadian,
okay, well, I know that now.
A Canadian singer who sang a song called Ironic, and that's one of the things that she should have sang about, but nothing in her song is particularly ironic. It's just sad.
She's a singer that sings. Well, then, I can't be that today, folks.
Yep, so. You've heard it here, folks. Hey, you know what? There are singers who don't sing. Auto-tune. So, I'm just saying. That was my impression of auto-tune. I know, it sounded good, right?
You can't get any more natural than autotune, right?
No, it's truly nature's finest gift. So we haven't done a regular show for a while. People sent us a lot of articles. Unfortunately, the stuff that was sent to us got really popular over the last 2 weeks. So I don't think we're using anything that was sent to us by listeners this week. So for that, we apologize. But you're also good at snaking stuff and sending it to me and to Ben that it just gets too popular too fast. We need to do more shows in order to keep up, but that just...
Yeah, and even you and I run into that problem sometimes. Like, I'll send Lewis' story,
I mean, every
and
week.
You know, 2 days later, it blows up.
Yeah, I mean, every week we have at least one or two that we just can't use because they're too popular. And we need to bring you stuff that is slipping under the radar stuff that is staying close to Earth.
We gotta represent the underground.
You got it. And you know, this show is nothing about keeping it real, if anything. Speaking of keeping it real, let's get to our first story, which is a follow-up, and will inevitably be the death of me. The headline reads, quote, serial stowaway, end quote, slips aboard Minnesota to Florida flight. Here we go, Ben. An alleged serial stowaway who somehow slipped past airport security onto a flight to Jacksonville and then reportedly talked her way into a villa at the Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort had to change her accommodations to a prison cell because Marilyn Jean Hartman is facing felony fraud and misdemeanor trespassing charges after hitching a ride on a flight. Those of you who listen to the news show will note, Mrs. Hartman and I have a past. She, of course, is the woman who famously stole my soul through her devil fucking demon eyes when she took her mugshot the last time. And now she's taken off her glasses, so there's not even a shield. So it looks like she's staring into the depths of my soul and feeding on my fucking still beating heart. I hate this woman, Ben. Please carry on.
I had a feeling this was going to happen, which it was funny because I opened the story and I'm like, no. Oh my god, that's the same lady! And it is, and it's crazy. So apparently she didn't learn her lesson the first time, which is don't stow away on flights. So she does it again because, you know, America, why not? But it's kind of funny that she would be able to do that again because it was funny she was able to do it the first time because, I mean, since 9/11... securities in airports have been through the roof. They've been ramped up as it is. And so I feel like stowaways, especially in America, would be hard to be able to do not once, but twice. I mean, it's a good thing this lady just stowaways for free rides and it isn't actually like bombing and killing people. I mean, aside from taking Lou's soul, that's another story. But she just did this shit last year, where she was going from, I think, L.A. To San Jose or something like that. I know it was around there. And it's just like, okay. I mean, they said that she blamed it on her being homeless. And she vowed that she would not stow away again, which obviously wasn't true. And that a judge found her as having a major mental illness besides stealing Lou's soul. But yeah. So this lady is back at it again and wants more free rides. So when it happens for a third time, I just have a feeling that they're just going to have to, like, bar her from, you know, 1,000 feet away from an airport. She's not going to be able to go near one, and when they do, she might get shot on sight. I have no idea. Lou, are you alive?
There is no Lou, only Zool.
Well, this podcast has taken a strange turn.
I'm just kidding. But this lady, I mean, seriously, she scares the fuck out of me. Just looking at her face is horrifying. I hope she has a mental illness because that will explain why her face is just like, I literally feel like I am staring into the face of Lucifer. Like, I look at her and all of the worst parts of the world just come seeping into my mind's eye. It's fitting that she was arrested in Florida. That's where a monster like her belongs.
You're not wrong about that. But, like, when I see her, I instantly start thinking of, like, the Twilight Zone music. Yeah. That's what literally kind of start thinking
you
of.
You know what's really scary to me is that she has the exact same haircut. Like, it's the exact same length as the first picture because I have the first article open, too. Her hair is exactly the same, Ben. Hasn't changed. It hasn't even been moved. All of the hairs are going in the exact same direction. They're falling in the exact same place. The only thing that's different is now she's removed her demon spectacles.
And her windbreaker.
And her, well, yeah, now she's wearing a prison jumpsuit. Which actually looks kind of nice on her.
Yeah, the windbreaker, because like the first picture is like all HD, and the second picture, when she got arrested this year, is just like somebody took it on their phone in potato quality.
Well, that's because that's what they do for mugshots in Florida. They just use their cell phones.
Which are actually potatoes.
Right. They're not even really phones.
What happened really was she got there, and when she was waiting to take a shuttle, she was waiting to go to the Omni plantation that has guests, and deputies said that the driver asked if she was a guest, giving the guest name, and the lady replied that she was. When she arrived at the resort, she checked into the $300 a night villa under the guest name, according to an arrest report. So she was using somebody else's name, which is the identity part that she's being arrested for, or was arrested for. So not only was she trying to get a free ride, which she did, but then she was trying to get a free room. So
that room was probably going to be used for some of the coolest satanic rituals you've ever fucking seen. There was going to be goat slaughtering. There was totally going to be snake orgies. Dude, everybody was going to be there.
So a typical Wednesday in Florida, right?
Diddy was going to be there. Lil Wayne.
What year is this? 2007?
What? Yeah, in my mind it is. I've been taken back in time, man. To a simpler time when the devil reigned free.
And P. Diddy still performed.
Yeah, he doesn't do that anymore. He's still around, though. I see him from time to time.
Oh, you see him? Okay. Just wanted to see how Diddy was doing on the DL. Am I too white for that?
No, it was just funny to hear you say it. There's nothing, like, it's his name, so it's fine. It's just, you know. It's all right, man. I say things that I probably ought not to say.
Yeah, with me, it's just kind of words in general, but...
Sure. Words can be your enemy, my friend.
Dude, English is hard, man.
What?
English is hard
sometimes. It is sort of a nonsensical language when you really compare it to other languages.
Speaking of words, what do you think this lady's voice sounds like? Do you think it sounds like...
Hold on. Let me see if I can channel her. No, I don't want to know. Are you kidding me? Why would I want to know what her voice sounds like? That's like... Oh, God. Like, now my nightmares will, like, have a soundtrack. Once I hear what her voice sounds like... I swear to God, in a dream, like, 2 or 3 nights ago, this lady chased me down a hallway.
She did... You know, all she did was just with her deadpan stares. All she did. She didn't cock her head. She didn't blink.
Yeah, she didn't have to. She didn't even move her arms. She just ran with her arms by her side at full speed. Terrifying.
Maybe we should sign her up for the Olympics.
In fact, if anybody does that, it's kind of terrifying. Like, to me, that's just such a bizarre image. Like, your arms aren't moving. They're just stuck to your side, and you're running at full speed. It's weird. It's a creepy thing.
It sounds like it'd be something out of The Shining, almost.
Kind of. Or any good horror movie that's trying to find unique ways to scare people. That scares me. That scared. This lady running at me would scare the fuck... And her eyes are offset. That's what really throws me off. Like, her left eye droops pretty badly. And so I think that's part of why, like, it's like she's using two different channels to rip out the essence of what I live for and who I am as a being.
That was her life's course when she was born. Said, you know, years in the future, I'm going to just torment this man from Wisconsin.
When she was born, her mom went to a gypsy fortune teller, and the gypsy fortune teller she flipped over the Black Death card, and everyone in the room died.
Except for the girl.
Except for the little girl. And then police found her and they were like, well, this infant couldn't have killed all these people. And then she's been living among us ever since.
A demon among men.
All right.
Or stowaways. Either way.
If that lady got onto a plane and, like, oh God, imagine if you were flying and, like, that lady got, can you imagine, like, let's say this summer when I take my annual trip to Seattle, I get on the plane and that lady gets on the plane with me.
I don't think she's going to be on any planes anytime soon. Of course, I mean, she wasn't supposed to be as it was, but it also says something for airplane security.
Yeah.
And like, airport security in general.
We're doing a bang up stuff.
If you can't notice that a stowaway is getting on, and it's the same lady who was arrested for this before, that's a little concerning to me. Just a little bit.
Yeah, we're not acing that course. We're sort of pooping in our hands a little bit.
But yeah, this lady, I have to admit, even looking at me is a little terrifying. course, I mean, she set her sights on Lou.
It is, yeah. I mean, everywhere I move, she's staring at me. I can't break her gaze.
You know what she could have been staring at, Lou?
What's that, Ben?
It was the all-you-can-eat buffet. Like in story number two.
Very nice. I liked the pause. The pause was the right amount. It was very good.
So, well, the story doesn't have an all-you-can-eat buffet. It's still the same premise. Story reads, man uses first-class ticket to eat for free at the airport for a year. One man in China figured out the perfect and harmless scheme to score a free lunch day after day. The man purchased a first-class, fully refundable ticket aboard Eastern China Airline that came with an access to a VIP lounge where flyers can enjoy a meal for free. For almost a year, he came to the airport, ate his food, and rescheduled his flight for the following day, only returning to enjoy another complimentary meal. The officials kind of noticed that something was wrong, but really it was only after the same ticket had been booked 300 times and the man had had over 300 free meals. They confronted him about it. He stopped doing it, but there wasn't else anything else they could do. So, yeah, he really exploited that loophole right there.
You know what? And the best part of the story is that supposedly not only did they not – could they not charge him for the 300 meals, he just returned the ticket for a full refund. That dude made a $300 investment, ate free VIP food for almost a year, and then got his investment back. That man is a fiscal genius.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that loopholes like that are, like, being able to be found. Like, I feel like something like that, when you have the ability to give out a free meal or something like that, you would have that locked up very tight with regulations and things like that. But apparently, along with everything else that goes wrong in China, so do their policies.
Well, I mean, it's not even just China. It's all places. You never find out about loopholes until somebody uses one. You know what I mean? So, like they probably had no idea that there was a loophole, or they never thought that anybody would ever, like, think to do that. Like, who? Think about it this, too, Ben. You've been to the airport. Going to the airport isn't something that's, like, super-duper enjoyable or easy to get to. He probably had to pay for parking every time. Or at least park somewhere and then take a bus to the airport. So, like, he was dedicating a lot of time to this scam. It wasn't like he was just popping in real quick, grabbing something to eat before he went to, you know, back to work. Like, this was a well-calculated – he dedicated a large chunk of his time every day to go to the fucking airport to eat delicious free food and then go home. So, like, this was a lifestyle choice that he had made.
I mean, I applaud him for it, that he was able to find that, though. That's pretty impressive. And, I mean, why did this airline wait till the 300th time, or over the 300th time, to actually do something about it?
Yeah, it does seem ridiculous that it took them that long to catch on. I would have thought around day 100 they would have been like, has anyone else noticed that this ticket has been rebooked 100 times? I feel like that should be the number.
I feel like even less than that. I feel like 50 would be like a sure sign that something's not right here.
You would think that there'd be some sort of, like, from the company standpoint, some sort of rule about how many times you can rebook a flight. You know, you can't rebook your flight for the next day, every day, for a year before somebody notices. I feel like that just means that your country is a little backwards, which China continues to prove.
Aside from them not allowing their citizens to sing the national anthem and...
Hey, you know what? The good thing about this one is that this guy didn't have to be beautiful to get his food for free. He was probably just a normal dude.
Yeah, I mean, a dude with an appetite, or a dude that just was on... I don't even want to say he was on a budget, because now that you bring up the fact that he was probably going out of his way to get there, tells me he's not on a budget, but maybe he just didn't feel like paying for food.
I mean, if he's... Let's say he's a single guy, he doesn't get a home-cooked meal... That's a good way to go, dude. Like, if you're single and you don't have anywhere else to specifically go, yeah, that's a sweet-ass deal. Why wouldn't you go? You meet people. You can lie about where you're going. Maybe take a stewardess back to a local hotel. I don't know. I don't know what this guy was up to. He's obviously a devious bastard.
He's a smart guy. I'll give him that. He is a smart man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's risky too, because I feel like, I mean, they can't do anything to you about it, obviously, especially in China, where I feel like next to Russia, they have some of the tightest, you know, like laws regarding criminal activity. Mm-hmm. And they can't do anything to him. So, I mean, dude has guts.
I mean, it was a ballsy move. And I mean, technically, again, the reason they can't charge him or get their money back is he technically hadn't broken any rule or law. He was just kind of, you know, scamming the system. Which, again, there always has to be at first at something. You know, there always has to be that first guy who does it. And now I'm sure a bunch of other people will try to do it.
Oh, yeah. There'll definitely be a bunch of copycats. I don't know specifically in China, but
copycat munchers. Meh.
I mean, and then again, like, because I'm trying to think, like, Chicago's airport has some good restaurants, but I never ate at any of them because they're all very expensive.
I mean, most airports have, like, they have, like, one section where there are, like, sit-down restaurants, and then they also have, you know, your McDonald's, Burger King, Dunkin' Donut variety-type places. But then there are airports that have, like, all these restaurants that you've never, ever heard of. That are fast food restaurants. I've been to airports like that too. But essentially, what I imagine is like the VIP room is like there's like a chef there probably.
Yeah.
Like there's someone there who cooks meals specifically for the VIP flyers, or like it's all homemade. Like they have a chef come in and make it. It's not like super frozen. It's probably really nice fresh stuff. It's a smart scam. Again, he probably ate better than he'll ever eat again in his whole life.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't even know. Do restaurants here in airports even have VIP lounges? I mean, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I think all of them. I mean, well, no, I think it's really like, so, like, different airlines have, like, hub airports where, like, that's their home station. Those ones always do. So, like, Chicago has a huge Delta VIP room and all that. But, like, I think it varies on the size of the airport, too. But I think they mostly do. They'll have some sort of VIP room for frequent flyers and the like.
No, you know what? I did see something like that one time in an airport because I went the wrong way. And I'm like, well, this doesn't seem right. But yeah, like I remember walking through an airport and I saw McDonald's. I saw one I've never even heard of, Johnny Rocket. No, never even heard of that.
Oh, yeah. That's a burger place.
So, yeah, I mean, aside from burger places, I saw like a Chili's and I saw this place that served like deep dish Chicago pizza, which was really expensive and it's not really pizza, but...
Yeah, so, but
I'm
anyways,
sorry, I'm sorry, yeah, we veered way off topic. It's like a lasagna pie, it's not pizza.
We veered way off topic here, Ben, and I will not debate this lasagna pizza business with you. So, that's an argument for another time and another place.
Not now.
But not now.
Yeah, I don't think this guy was eating pizza, though. I think he was
he was eating, like, Tuscan flatbread with fresh arugula.
That's a thing?
Yeah, man. Dude. Eat some food. Yeah, it's definitely a thing. And it probably wouldn't be very good because I didn't put anything else on it other than arugula. So it's probably
not so he wasn't having, like, ham and cheese sandwiches, I take it?
I'm pretty sure no. He might have had some, like, hot ham and cheese with fresh tomato basil soup. See, everything, you got to class it up a little bit.
A la carte.
A la carte. No, there's no a la carte in the VIP room, man.
I don't know.
There's probably strippers, though. I don't know anything about airport VIP rooms. I've never been in one. I've never even flown first class. I'm very easy to please.
But yeah, so kudos to this guy, and I have to yet again I have to ask the airport, what's wrong with you? How would you not notice that there's something not right with this?
Well, not the airport. It's not the airport's job. It's the airline's job.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean,
it's,
the airline.
It's the airline. It's the people who keep rebooking a flight, and at no point over 300 days do they stop and go, huh, this guy's been rebooking this flight every day for the last 8 months, and stop him. No, it has to go to, like, 10 months before somebody's like, wait a minute. Yeah, that just makes your company look bad.
Oh, China, never fail to amuse me, please.
Yeah, at least this doesn't make them look as bad as we sometimes do.
Because, believe me, they're trying.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if they're trying half the time. I think it just happens.
Well.
But I mean, wacky loopholes, weird laws, and I mean, it happens everywhere in the world, including in Colombia.
Nice.
Like in story number three. Story reads: woman lately changes her name to Abkhadif Higlamin, the
Hold
alphabet.
on,
She changes.
I've been practicing. I've got this.
Okay.
Abkadivg Hickelman Opkrist Uvechkij. Uvechkij. The last one's really hard. Uvechkij. All right.
Uvix.
Uvix. Uvich.
Uvix. It Uvix. Look at
Uvix.
it.
There you go.
Uvix.
All right, Uvix. I felt like
All
it
right.
would be more, I don't know, ethnic sounding, but yes. But it's Abkadivk, Hickelman, Opkrist, Uvix.
She took the 26 letters of the alphabet, split them into four different sections, basically, is what she did. A through G, H through M or N, O through T, and U through Z. So a 36-year-old Colombian woman, I believe she is a photography teacher, art and photography teacher, legally changed her name to this. Her name before this also wasn't normal. It was Lady Zunga Cyborg.
Which is a good one too.
Oh, love it. So yeah, this is an actual thing that happened. On her driver's license, it now says the letters of the alphabet.
Now look,
I
I.
would like to know what her actual name was, her birth name. It doesn't ever say.
What do you mean? You don't think it was Lady Zunga Cyborg?
She's an art teacher that she teaches to students at a university in Colombia. But she says in her spare time, she doubles as a fashion designer with a passion for fetish clothes and bondage outfits. So this lady is really, really out
So what
there.
you're telling me is that the next leather gimp mask I could buy could be an original design by Abkadifika Hickleman Opkrist Uvix? Wow. What a special article of clothing to have.
Well, coming from Colombia, I might have some cocaine in there too.
God, one can only hope, Ben.
You know, looking at her name, I just start thinking of the song A B C D, you know.
Well, yeah, I don't know how are you supposed to be taken seriously, when a kid goes to take a class in college? They're not going to want to take your classes. They're going to be like, professor, and it's just going to be the alphabet. And they're going to be like, oh, this must be a typo. I wonder which professor teaches this. And then you call up and they're like, oh, yeah, here, I'll email you it. And then they send it, and then the email still just says the alphabet. I'd imagine that shit would get fucking confusing. You'd be like, wait a minute, the alphabet is teaching this photo class? Somebody's fucking with me.
Or, you know, b before that, Lady Zunga Cyborg,
Yeah.
who, I mean, I'm assuming when she was hired at this university, she was going with her birth name, and then legally changed her name to that, and then changed her name to the alphabet.
Susan Jordan, aka Lady Zunga Cyborg, aka Abkadifka Higelman Opkrist Uvix.
Actually, no, can we call her the artist formerly known as Lady Zunga Cyborg?
I like that. Yeah, that sounds nice. I bet in this in like the class portfolio for her, if it showed up like it wasn't a phone book, they'd be like, this one is taught by Cyborg Lady Zunga. Oh my God.
Could you imagine like the person she dates or marries or whatever, that, you know, she's gonna get introduced to their parents, and they're like, so who's the lucky girl? Oh, I'm dating the alphabet, you know.
Yeah. I liked it better though when she was Lady Zunga Cyborg, so they would take her to dinner and the boyfriend's family would be like, "Oh, are you from the Luxembourg Cyborgs?"
Yes, my uncle Cyborg.
My uncle Philip Cyborg. Oh, yes, I remember him. He was a bastard, man.
And my great grandpa Bender Cyborg.
Bender Cyborg. I like that one. Bending Rodriguez Cyborg.
But,
Obviously, this lady is, one of those artists who makes other artists look bad. It happens. Your brain is so fried from acid that you can't function anymore, and that's obviously what's happened to this woman. When Prince does it, it's cool because he turned himself into a symbol. You just stole something that already exists. And you were like, I want to go by this now.
When asked why she changed her name to the alphabet, she said that she wanted to be named something people would have trouble saying.
I got you. I got you, this bitch.
Well, she succeeded in that aspect. She said, quote, I've changed my name so people wouldn't know it's me. But it's not because I was disturbed by it, but because I wanted to always bring an element of surprise, end quote. So, surprise!
Hashtag this
I'm the
bitch.
Alphabet. Hashtag this bitch. But, yeah, so, this is a thing that happened in Colombia. And yet again, as long with, you know, Nutella in France, that name they got fucking rejected outright. Why would you allow this? Because I understand that this is easily going to go to, like, a rights issue. Like, oh, well, you know, I have rights as a citizen, you know, to do this and whatnot. But you have to think that somewhere along the line, and I know this gets really, really sticky how you look at it, but this is not in her best interest. And I feel like if whoever decides that, okay, we can legally change your name to this doesn't say anything, and her parents won't say anything, or her family member, or anybody that's, like, you know, sane that knows her that won't say anything, I feel like somebody's got to step in at some point and say, yeah, you can't do this.
They have a picture of Lady Zunga's driver's license. I think it'll be the picture on the website this week. I have two observations. One, even though her name is now legally whatever the fuck that is, she still signed her driver's license Lady Zunga.
No, well, yeah, I don't think the whole line had the
yeah,
had enough of
she
the
didn't
alphabet.
Sign it with her new awesome name that she wanted. And that's bullshit. The other observation is that she appears to be relatively hot. I can't really tell because
debatable.
The decals are throwing me off a lot because they have the security holograms or whatever. It's making it hard. She either looks like a really good drag queen or she might be really hot. It's straddling a very fine line.
I think she looks like a drag queen, but that's just me.
But again, Ben, until we remove the hologram, I can't be sure.
Do we have anybody that can use this technology?
I'm sure we have somebody. I don't know.
We'll get our people on it that we don't have.
Yeah, we'll get all of our paid interns on it. Did I say paid interns? I meant no one. But anyways, you know, there should be laws to stop nonsense. I mean, I think that our show, if our show has done nothing for the good of man, it's at least proven that we need to better utilize our laws to stop nonsense. Like those goofy jokers in Georgia in our next story.
Oh, beautiful.
Yep, that's how you do it, Ben. So, headline reads, Georgia lawmaker pushes bill banning creation of, quote, glow-in-the-dark and, quote, human jellyfish hybrids. And before I even give this the due process of reading it, Ben, let's talk about what we talked about before the show even started. Did you or did you not know that the government was trying to clone jellyfish-human hybrids?
I had no idea.
I also didn't know. I also didn't know that we had the technology to clone, period. But then to clone in the glow-in-the-dark factor was also something surprising to me.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a whole new element that you're bringing to the ballgame. Because, like, in the 90s, they cloned that sheep, Dolly or whatever.
Yeah, Dolly lived for, like, 13 or 14 years, too. That was an old-ass sheep.
But now you're adding... Now you're just making it, you know, more complicated than it needs to be.
Yeah. All right. End of sidebar. Back to the story. A Georgia Republican legislator introduced a bill he said would ban the mixing of human and jellyfish embryos, even though he doesn't know if it's actually happening in his state. He's quoted as saying, I have had people tell me it is, but I have not verified that for sure, said State Representative Tom Kirby. His quote goes on to say, it's time we either get in front of it or we're going to be chasing our tails. Now, Ben, I don't know if he's a man of your own heart and meant to make a cute joke about jellyfish tentacles, or if he's just being a stupid person. I'm leaning towards the latter.
Yeah.
He also says things like, we in Georgia are taking the lead on this issue. Also things like, the mixing of human embryos with jellyfish cells to create a glow-in-the-dark human We say not in Georgia. Ben, I really, for the first time in a long time, I'm not even sure what to say. This man is genuinely convinced that this is something that his state needs to get out in front of.
I mean, I get, throwing precautionary measures out there. I do. But this thing sounds so far-fetched, like it's from a sci-fi movie, that I don't know that I would be that concerned about it. And even if it was happening, what are you going to do about it? I mean, it's not like they're making biological weapons or, nuclear warheads in the state of Georgia.
Now, I will provide a little education compliments of this story where we pulled this from. Apparently, he does have some minor grounds for fear. The Daily Mail reported in December of 2013 that researchers in Hawaii and Turkey had managed to splice jellyfish embryos into rabbits and pigs. There's also a story from just in 1999 from the Oregon Health Sciences University that said that they had mixed jellyfish genes with sperm taken from monkeys. Now, I do not know what the purpose of these tests were, but I assume that there was some sort of reasoning to it, not just to create hideous jellyfish human monsters to plague the state of Georgia.
I mean, we could have actual Zoidbergs everywhere.
Right, and would that be such a bad thing? They'd just be pathetic, and even though they're medical doctors, we would still just pee on them and kick them in the mud, and it wouldn't be that bad, right? And since we've moved, since now, we're moving closer and closer to gays having equal rights, we're going to need some new group to crap on. Why can't it be the human jellyfish hybrids?
Why can't the human jellyfish hybrids have equal rights like everybody else?
Who will the southern people throw crap at?
Their least favorite NASCAR driver.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't say all southern people. Racist southern people. Who will they have to persecute when the gays are allowed to get married? And
I'm telling you, it's their least favorite NASCAR driver.
Yeah. But tell you what, man, you put a human jellyfish hybrid behind the wheel of a car, woohoo!
Then they'll be fine. That's the thing.
Yep, he'll still be everyone's favorite NASCAR driver. But this is so dumb. Like, it's an incredible waste of time. Like, they're actually spending, like, even though it may not be very many, the fact that they're even wasting any time on this in the first place is so beyond preposterous. Like, it almost infuriates me that we live in a time where our government can't just go in and slap people and go, why are you wasting money on this? The fuck is wrong with you? I would love Obama to go in there and, like, turn on his black guy switch that he supposedly can do and just put some baby powder on his palm and just slap this guy in the face. I'd love to watch it. I think everybody could get behind it. This is pretty dumb.
I just don't understand the logical reasoning behind thinking that this is an actual problem.
And why does he think it's happening in Georgia? Like, what about Georgia, past or future, leads him to believe that it's going to be the science epicenter of cloning? Last time I checked, most people can't read past the 10th grade level in the state of Georgia. So why on earth is this guy so afraid of his genius scientists cloning jellyfish human glow-in-the-dark hybrids? And here's the other thing. It's not like they'll be able to hide. So, like, if you want to eradicate them once they exist, it won't be that hard.
They make sweet nightlights, though.
Yeah, they do.
Just pull the one tentacle
they're
and turn
it off. They're fun at parties.
But I just, in my brain, I just can't process the fact that they think this is an issue. Not, homelessness or starvation or, people who are uninsured or things like that. But jellyfish human hybrids is the absolute pinnacle of problems in Georgia.
Yeah.
And it's just like, this is why we don't associate with the South.
Well, when I first read this, I really hoped it was Georgia, the country. Like, I had my fingers crossed. I was like, please. And then I saw the phrase, a Georgia Republican, and I went, oh, fuck. I'm not saying. I am just saying.
The legislator, Kirby, said his bill had the support of, quote, people who support life, quote, but State Senator Vincent Fort wasn't convinced. He said, I didn't know this was a problem. I'm really kind of taken back. It involves a chuckle, but at the same time, it's a waste of precious time when we could be dealing with issues like transportation, education, and jobs.
Thank
unquote.
You. You're goddamn right.
Yeah, he kind of is. And this isn't to say that there's a certain, like, we affiliate with certain political people, but I mean, if this was a Republican or a Democrat or whoever that said that there are human jellyfish embryos, hybrids that are out there, I'm sorry, they're just a moron. It doesn't matter what party you
support.
He
took the time to introduce a bill, which means that he had at least 3 to 4 people working on actual legislation to stop the mixing of human and jellyfish embryos. And I, again, just am confounded that they have so little in Georgia to worry about.
Like, you just have to imagine every other state just kind of like looked at them and just like, what?
Like,
what are you thinking? Like, really? I mean, there are more pressing issues than to worry about things that don't exist.
Like, I just can't even fathom how anyone in a position of power can be so blatantly stupid. Like, it really troubles me that someone who is involved in the government that runs our country, the country that we live in, you and I, Ben, and I know we have listeners from outside the country, so lucky you. But, like, this is depressing to me. This troubles my soul. At least it doesn't suck my soul out, but we're getting closer.
I mean, unless they're prepping for, like, a spinoff of The Walking Dead, we have jellyfish things that we need to kill, which, I mean, Walking Dead does start in Georgia. So, I mean, maybe.
I mean,
that's not the case here.
If
that's
it's
not
some
gonna
ploy
happen.
For them to capitalize on The Walking Dead and then shoot some other post-apocalyptic thing, well, now I understand. But I don't think that's what's happening here. I think this is just a stupid person. I think that that's really all there is to it. I think that State Senator Tom Kirby is a stupid.
I mean, he's probably not the brightest, person in Georgia. Well, obviously,
Are you sure, Ben? You sounded hesitant on that. Are you sure that he's probably not the brightest person?
I mean, I'm sure there's somebody else I'd like to think, but I mean, come on, man. Like, really? You're going to worry about mixing human and jellyfish embryos? Why is that something you worry about? Is that like, okay, you wake up in the morning, you know, I got to pay my bills today, I got to walk the dog, and I got to worry about human and jellyfish embryos?
There were days that he was paid a salary by taxpayers to draft this bill. And that is just the biggest kick in the dick you can possibly give as a politician. Wasting people's money on science fiction jargon nonsense.
I'll say this once and once only, but drugs are bad.
No, we'll say it way more than that. It's a good phrase, and we need it on this show. I don't think this guy took drugs, though. I just think that he has no – he's just a stupid. And you know what he doesn't do, Ben, is he doesn't use the resources that he's given to make his state better. He is the opposite of our final story this week.
Beautiful. Pew, pew, pew. But before we get into that, you know what he could use to make his state better?
Oh, what's that, Ben?
Delicious porcupine cookies.
Oh, this week, Ben, it just so happens that we have a testimonial from someone who just had porcupine cookies for the first time. Mr. Orr, why don't you tell us about your delicious porcupine cookie experience?
Oh, man. So they were shipped on Friday, and I got them Tuesday, so that was really fast. And I opened up the box, looked at them, and I'm like, oh, this looks delicious. Very first bite, I was in love with it. It is just... it's so good. It's so filling. Lou was not kidding. You only need to eat one of these things. They are so filling. They're tasty. They're delicious. They're like, you need to buy them. You just need to buy them. Honestly,
I agree.
they are just so
You
good.
just need to buy them. You will be hooked because they are damned tasty. They're if you live in the greater Seattle area, you are in luck because they are starting to grow and grow, and you can find them in your local coffee and pastry shops. Please follow the link on our website so you can get yourself some tasty, delicious porcupine cookies.
And be sure to give them a follow on Twitter as well, because they're now on there.
Yeah.
So they're branching out. And
Getting bigger, trying to expand that marketplace.
you can find them probably in the Yellow Pages. I don't know about that,
No,
but
you might have been reaching there. However, back to the task at hand, and my favorite story this week. The headline reads, Filipino mayor hires dancing gay traffic guards to decrease road rage. The story reads, the mayor of one town in the Philippines has found a unique way to create jobs for at least 20 gay men who have replaced, quote, macho, end quote, street traffic enforcers in key parts of the city to reduce violent interactions between drivers and enforcers. They are the mayor specifically hired these 20 gay men to be the first, quote, queens of the road traffic squad, end quote. I love this idea because nothing will lessen road rage like a bunch of fabulous gentlemen dancing in the street.
the only thing he didn't capitalize on was dressing them up as the village people.
Well, and now that may be unnecessary in the Philippines. These gentlemen look fabulous. There's even a lady in there, so I like that too. So, I mean, this is a great idea. This is something that probably seemed ridiculous at first, but might is actually, I bet it will actually make a difference. This is a man who took his money, wanted to think outside the box, and did something good with it. He created jobs. It may not work, it may be ridiculous, but God damn it, if this man isn't a early front runner for Man of the Year this year.
Well, he's definitely higher up than the fucking guy from Georgia.
Good call.
But yeah, so like Lou said, I mean, it creates jobs, it decreases road rage, hopefully. Or do you know nobody likes road rage? And it also breaks that discrimination barrier, which is
I
nice.
just love the quotes from this mayor. Here's some great quotes from the mayor, or just one chunk. I believe that drivers will respect these gays who will perform their 8-hour duty every day. Now is the time to use the gay enforcers, and maybe we can see how their kindness can work in managing our traffic problems. God bless you, sir. You're giving them the respect they deserve by calling them these gays. And you're also giving them authority by calling them the gay enforcers. That sounds like a really cool, like, gay Avengers spin-off. The gay enforcers. This is just awesome, though. Like, this is such a fun idea. And again, if you want to think outside the box and you want to spend taxpayer dollars on nonsense, do it on something that may actually have a cool payoff.
Yeah.
Like gay traffic guards dancing in the street. Just play some Paula Abdul and watch the road rage decrease.
Just trying to picture that in my mind, and it's just
Yeah,
like,
it's great. Don't pretend like you're not impressed. You just
oh,
have
I'm very
forgive.
impressed. I think it's a very, well thought out plan from this mayor. And I can just imagine there's kind of like, I think the confusion of what was going on, because I don't think they would know that they're enforcers for traffic. I feel like a lot of drivers would just be confused. If there's whatever's blasting, I don't know if it is Paula Abdul or whatever. But I feel like if I was a driver, I'd be like all my rage would subside from the jackass who just cut me off without using his blinker. And I would look at these people dancing and I'd be like, what's going on now? I'm like, and I just feel like that in itself, because of how different it is. Because, I mean, there's a video I found way back. I think it was like one of the first videos I sent Lou when we first started this podcast, where these people got out of their car in Chicago and just started dancing. And I mean, that's gonna throw off traffic. And I mean, this will certainly, be effective, because not only are they, dancing and, putting, the spotlight on themselves, but they're also doing their job as traffic enforcers.
I just love the idea of like coming up to an intersection and being stopped by a man in a pink hat and just watching him dance. Like, just the thought of that puts a smile on my face. So I would imagine even if I was mad or having the worst day ever, I'd be like, oh, at least there's the traffic guards.
Right? I mean, it's the little things in life, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a great idea. Again, if you're going to take taxpayers' money to do something ridiculous, do it for something ridiculous that may have a cool payoff. Like, don't do something preposterous, like try to stop jellyfish hybrids. Do something worthwhile. That's all I ask. And this guy knocked it out of the park. I hope that this works, and I hope that other countries adopt it, because our gay society, like our America's gay culture, would blow this job out of the park. Just crush it. Like, we would have the most fabulous traffic coordinators anyone has ever seen, and I would be so proud.
And you have to wonder if, like, accidents would go down.
I don't know if accidents would necessarily go down, because I don't think accidents would happen at those intersections where they are. But I would imagine that you would definitely see a decrease in people being all crabby on the roadways. So,
yeah.
Especially if it's bad in, like, a concentrated area. Like, if it's bad in, like, a very specific part of your city or a specific part of your town, that's a great idea. Because if it's like a city and it's condensed, there are so many stoplights and blocks where people can just get filled with that blinding hatred and rage. And so if you've got, you know, something to break it up, like somebody doing a little dance to a little Whitney Houston I feel like that would curb any sort of anger or anxiety that someone would have. I love it. I want this man to run the United States of America.
America.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, not only does he think outside the box, but he also does things that create jobs. And I mean, those are two things that we kind of need in this country.
Yeah. But the Filipinos thought of it first.
So.
Yeah, definitely.
That is my applause to you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I love it. It definitely, the mayor of whatever town this is, I don't know if they specifically say, we do know his name, but, you know, we don't know what specific town of his, but good work, dude. Way to think outside the box and get some shit done. And way to trust the gays to do what you need done and for it to be done right.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a job, somebody's got to do it, and why not have a little fun with it?
Oh, and Ben, I was just looking at Twitter. Marvel just announced the Gay Enforcers for 2019.
Well, then.
Just kidding. Starring Queer Wolf. No, just...
Starring Queer Wolf and this bitch.
Starring Queer Wolf and this bitch. But, what a wonderful world. See, Ben, our show isn't all doom and gloom. Even though the world can be depressing, there are good things happening that still warrant our amazing commentary.
Yes, there are. So thank you, mayor of a Philippines town, for restoring our faith in humanity. Because God knows, after Lou lost his soul, and after Georgia happened, it kind of wavered.
It's a good thing we ended the show on a positive note, because I don't know if I would have ever truly recovered. Starting off with the Hartman.
The Hartman, as he says, the Hartman. I mean, she'll steal your heart, man, and not in a good way.
She'll rip it out of your chest and eat it for sustenance.
Yeah, it's like it's something straight out of Indiana Jones. It really is.
Let's go back to thinking about the gays dancing in the street. Okay, I'm
telling you, they need to have one person dressed up as a construction worker from the village people. Yeah. Was there a construction worker? I don't know,
but
or a policeman or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there were. Oh yeah, there were both construction worker, police officer, Indian chief. Was one a biker?
I think.
Police officer. Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a long time. But, Ben, why don't you let everybody know where they can find us?
All right. You can find us on Facebook, The News Chew with Ben and Lou. You can find us on Twitter at The News Chew. Be sure to like Porcupine Cookies on Facebook. Be sure to follow them on Twitter as well. You can check out a link for them on our site. Send Lou and I any story ideas you might have. Any commentary, any positive, negative reactions, whatever, you know, we're we're man enough to take it. I can speak for the both of us. So, Lou, do you have any final words for this week?
Beware the Hartman!